Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Today is a special day worth living.
Bishop Haralambos is a Greek Orthodox bishop whose ordination name translates from the Greek to be Happy Light. Bishop Hara, or Happy, will welcome us each morning with an uplifting message of exhortation, bringing us together for wisdom, knowledge, Bible prophecy, and current events, reviewing past prophecies aired on the radio years ago in a Nostradamus fashion. The program will contain miracles, newspaper quotes, and Holy Scripture readings relating to the end times.
Come receive the light in God's Kapheneum. This is Bishop Haralambos. From now on, you can just call me Bishop Hara. And our program will be coming to you each Sunday morning, 8:30 to 9, especially to you live-ins and all you God-blessed people, the beloved of the Lord.
You are witnesses for me, so mankind can see. Two lampstands that stand with God in common is all of trees born with words pure as gold. God's truth they will their soul Satan seeks, also Satan seeks. Those monks 42, God's prophets his two, with sackcloth to wear, much burdens to bear in his holy land, to pray, to demand, to seek what he sinners repent, all sinners repent. Their mouths filled with fire, the enemies conspire to cut off their words.
We spoke last week, and we'll continue with the issues that were brought up in the division of Christianity between Protestantism, Protestants, and why in America the fruit of the country, really, as you look at it today, and as the Lord said, you will know me by the fruit that my people give. Well, we certainly can't brag about the fruit of this nation. We see all around us what's really happening. We see what's happening to our children. Let me read something to you. Many of the items that are on the list are also discussed in Tim LaHaye's book, who said that, and LaHaye, by the way, did hit the nail on the head. What's happening in government schools today, in local governments, it's mind control. The rulers of the present darkness, the people in our society today, in this country, by the way, in the U.S., have accomplished much already to plan, and they plan to accomplish more. All they have to do is separate the children from their nation, from their Christian beliefs, and their morals. and their families so that they will seek comfort from the God's little g of the new age, which will in fact bring the coming of the Antichrist system. I think Tim LaHaye hit the nail on the head. Let me continue from last week what our issue is with those that aren't in the common communion, aren't in the spirit of the power of the Holy Spirit, and they don't have a love of the Blessed Mother. The three things that you have to say, love in your heart. Love in your heart is exemplified by the love of the Blessed Mother, and that is love, and that is that we follow the commandments of the Lord. Very simple. Communion, as he asks us to take, his body and his blood. Never deny the power of the Holy Spirit. We spoke about that last week. And, of course, love. But you got to love and you got to seek it. You got to want it. You can't chase. We can't chase you around with a switch and force you, because God won't even do that. He never forces his will on mankind. But he asks mankind to seek his will, to seek his face, not his hands, not the giving of God, but the love and the affection for the face of God. The sign of the times, the generation of slaughter. That's prepared and it's here. And how gleeful and happy are Satan and his henchmen, because they just about have completely annihilated except for the remnant that God promises will still survive. As Christ said, the gates of hell saw it will not prevail against the entire truth of the church. But it doesn't include this great error of this country that has the power over the global world, who has the power to introduce global economics, who has the power to produce global union, who has the power to eliminate nations, who has the power, the military power, and the economic power that comes from the enemy. The United States of America can do more harm than any other civilized empire that ever existed on earth. The Roman Empire would be like wussies compared to what we have in our armament, in our warfare. What are we protecting? A lie that has produced fruit that is beyond the speculation of any of our forefathers. Who could believe, who could possibly believe that this would happen? Because they truly believed they were in truth. And God showed them their fruit finally today, this condemned generation. If you are fortunate enough to have lived to be at least 50 years old and a half century, perhaps God would allow you to see the rest of the leaves unfold of this chapter. But it's not a pretty picture. It's God continuing and finally saying, start the judgments. They are already here. These acts aren't of nature. This is God removing his blessing and letting the acts of nature profoundly slaughter people by the thousands. And you haven't seen anything yet. You wait till the two witnesses start declaring each judgment as it increases. You wait and see the evacuation of any left truthful Christians who have followed Christ. They won't hear his voice when he says, come up here, unless they are in truth. God will not extract. He will not. He will leave them here and go through the judgments. So maybe they will still have a chance to confess their error and be ready for the Lord's evacuation and heaven itself. That's the whole meaning of the resurrection. That's the whole meaning of Christ dying on the cross. They're now saying, so what? It was a man. It wasn't God. You see, to believe that God came in the flesh, you must believe that the flesh of God also resurrected and that he will return in the flesh in the great second coming. But that's an awesome day of judgment, because those remaining will believe that Christ is already here in the temple with the bloodline of Christ, and he called himself Messiah. Therefore, if I have the bloodline, I am the Christ, they'll say. Check my DNA. Check the Shroud of Turin. You'll see that it is my blood. You will see that this perpetual plan of Satan is so deceptive because it goes back even to items of faith in order to protect. The one thing it will lack the Mendelian of the Orthodox Church that was placed by Florence over the face of Christ. And thereby we have an icon, the face of the beloved Savior. Although it be the Shroud of Turin and match the DNA, because the Mendelian won't have a match, because the match is in heaven. The DNA of Christ is in heaven. Let me tell you how clever Satan has been. He has deceived the entire Christian church, because even we Orthodox are willing to accept anything that comes down the pike, so long as it bears a cross, instead of coming against it and having a contest like Elijah did in his day against the false prophets of their church. We ecumenically embrace them using love, even though they exclude the love of Christ, by not following his commandments. we have this treasure in our faith, and we accept and compromise, we will be held responsible. We bishops will be held responsible. There's no way we can escape judgment by beckoning our dear Protestant brothers who need to see. And if God wants to have a contest, let it begin so that he can save our brothers and sisters in Christ who falsely believe they are saved without following the commandments of Christ and the lack the love of the truth. They will be deceived. It will dissolve down to their children being more deceived, and if God waits too long, the entire elect will be deceived. But he won't wait too long. If you think that this message that you just heard will go unchallenged, you're wrong. I am so glad to see the Da Vinci Code come on the horizon because it shows how duped the masses are. It shows how ignorance, whether it be entertainment or not, how they delight in seeing the removal of the deity of God and making him just a man that's married and has children. But it's far more deceptive than removing the deity of Christ. It is presenting the false bloodline who will be the Antichristos, the Antichrist, the instead of Christ himself, who will declare himself as God and stand in the temple and do miracles. So many miracles, and those that may maybe have reasonable doubts have no longer doubt that he is the Christ. They will think he is the Christ. And the Lord warned us. He said, don't look here, don't look there, because when I come and return in one day, you will see the earth revolves 24 hours, the Christ coming from the heavens, not from the ground or the earth, or for that matter, the procreation of man. You see, in order for Satan to establish himself, the bloodline, you have to eliminate the Holy Spirit, energizing the womb of Mary. But a man to defy Christ, make him a man, and he had sexual relationship with a woman, still a man, but will be declared as God. For we believe a virgin, the power of the Holy Spirit coming into the womb, God manifesting from heaven itself by the power of the Holy Spirit. And our God-forsaken brothers and sisters in error in Christ can't seem to understand that same power is able to return and nurture us in the form of the blood in the body, even now. But only once to believe that they have received the Holy Spirit and it indwells in them, and they deny the power. Satan is smarter than any living human being on earth. He knows the scriptures better than the evangelical Protestants. He knows it by heart. He knows mankind. And he knows he can interject falsehood in a very deceptive way. You have to ask yourself, how did he get in the church? Man and his rituals and his bells and jingles sometimes seems to forget the true value of a soul. When the Spirit hits the soul, it touches it, and there's a beautiful sound that goes forth and manifests its action, truthful action. That truth has been absent for over 200 years here in the Western Hemisphere. Hundreds of years prior to that, if you want to include the Incas and the nations, Indian nations that have been here before, which is another lie we like to perpetrate, that Christ came here and he witnessed to them. Christ only came to Israel and the lost sheep. God knew if he could establish his church there, the real core, that he could reach the earth for the message of hope and love and faith. But that love, faith, and hope message has been distorted. And that's what this sermon is all about these last 2 weeks. And therefore, the dilemma can be removed simply by praying for brothers and sisters to understand the true love in Christ, true recognition that is to follow the Lord, and that's an ongoing process. It is God that saves you if you follow him to salvation. He never, ever in Scripture says that you don't have to contribute anything. You have to contribute your heart. You have to contribute your soul. You have to contribute your willingness and your love to follow. If you don't, you won't, and you won't be saved. You'll recognize him. You may say you have even done miracles in his name, but he'll say something very simple. I don't know you. I don't know you. You said you knew me and loved me, but you didn't follow me. You said you knew me and you loved me, but you didn't love the truth. And I am the truth. I told you so. I don't know how many times. I am the truth and the way and the life. The truth and the way. Not the confession of 20 seconds. By the way, follow. Yes, my sheep hear my voice. And the reason why they continue to hear my voice, they need to continue to follow me. I wish it was a one-shot deal. But it isn't. And America has proven that. That's why this country is condemned to total oblivion. Where not even cockroaches are going to live here. Well, what has done this awful thing. Many people in the world, let me say something to you. Please understand, I'm not knocking our beloved country. I'm a Korean veteran who would be willing to give up my life, even today, for the truth to come out, and not some venture that pretends to be something that protects this country. How can we care about anything else but the true salvation of mankind, the salvation of those in this country? Our priorities are totally out of whack. We put all this emphasis on economics, on immigration, on politics, and what difference does it make? Because they are all going like sheep to condemnation, self-condemnation due to denial. This is a Christian nation who, and those leading the world to an economic solution, who's leading this world in something called democracy and leaving something out called what? Called true doctrine of Jesus Christ, God in heaven, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of us all, the allowance and creation of this country by God, the allowance for it to last at least 200 years, but it will follow and support the Antichristos. I believe this Antichrist will be someone who says he is Christian. He will have the wealth and control of all the global so-called power and organizations that all you hear today, global, global this and global that. It's even coming from the mouths of our leaders. Who cares about the global more than Satan? Because he owns it. He exercises in it. He has control, as our beloved St. Paul said, in powers and great principalities. And we just don't seem to understand that. It can't be done on a realistic, manifested basis of flesh. It is a spiritual ownership of Satan we are allowing to remain one. And by the way, he will remain there until he's removed by the Lord God himself from his heavenly throne, condemning the false prophet, condemning the Antichristos, the Antichrist, and condemning Satan for at least 1,000 years. And that's the only empire that I look forward to. Satan, the Lord will rebuke you. I have and am nothing in the sight of God. I am nothing as I speak today as a bishop. But I'm just a child that has a voice, that I pray that this voice is not totally lost in the wilderness. I hope that it can revive and bring some into safety and arms and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me summate all that's been said the last couple of weeks. True faith in Christ means to believe in him as the Son of God. But believing on him means to follow, who took on human flesh, our Christ did, to save us. During the service of prothesis in Orthodoxy, at one point the priest confesses, quote, "For it was neither an angel nor a man, but the Lord himself who saved us." Yes, to profess the true faith means to worship Christ as God and to live like him. We are rightfully proud to be Orthodox Christians, that is, believers in the undistorted Christ. Yet, the question begs to be asked, how many times do we forget that just as there is an Orthodox way to believe, there is also an Orthodox way to live, a true doctrine way to live? True faith, truth in Christ means to be so involved with him, even clothed with him, that everything we do does bear the stamp of Christ. Let me go on more about answering a question many say, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That's in Scripture. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The answer he got is the only key to the salvation, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The rest, the whole weight of your life on Jesus, bet your whole life on him. Unless we do this, we're really not Orthodox Christians. We are nominal Christians, Christians probably by baptismal certificate, to whom the salvific gospel of life means little or nothing. So what must I do to be saved? Sadly enough, just like the jailer, instead of asking this ultimate question in time of earthquakes, we cry out, "Why did this happen to me?" And we still claim to be Christians, that is, followers of the one who embraced the cross for us, but we still fail to grasp what means to be saved. So we completely avoid the question. What really bothers me more than anything else are our children being duped. You know, many of the items that have been spoken about and the breakdown, I see our children are beginning to embrace. I see that as the times move on, when the Antichrist and this global power and all this global malarkey comes about and manifests, those who dissent from that will be executed probably. The only ones who will have any social rights will be those who swear allegiance to the new system and its ruler, the Antichrist. You know, it says in Scripture that evil may even have 7 years of tyranny under this new world order. And it does also says that there's a lot of liberals take their phony anti-war and pro-immigration protests to the streets so they can appear to be the radical counterculture. The reality screams the truth. They are the mindless followers of globalism, the puppets and the brainwashed are being swept away into slavery of the new world order. Is this the lie that God is sending us that we are to believe? As he said in 2 Thessalonians, when the lawless one will be revealed, when the Lord will consume by the Spirit his mouth, but before that, for lack of love of truth, God will send to them a working error for them to believe the lie, that all may be judged, those not believing the truth, but who have delighted in unrighteousness. The Greek is pretty clear about this. Ant otin agapi tis alithias, if there is no love of the truth. It says here that so thine aftu ke diau tuto pempti. You know, aftos o theos. And it says he gives the planis. And it really hurts my spirit to read this Greek and know I am a Greek Orthodox bishop and people can't see that the definition of true love is following the Lord's commandments. And all we have to do is follow the three basic principles of Christianity. Embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. Have love in our hearts, and very importantly, we must receive the body and blood of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Amen.
These words of love from our Father of love. Come up here with me. Clouds you're set free to heaven they went. God's words had been sent, and in that very as they fell to their knees, they prayed from their knees. Then breath God does send their bodies to men, victorious in they stand on their feet for all to behold. Man's fear is untold, then high from above are sent these words of love, these words of love. Then high from above are sent these words of love. come up here with me. You're finally set free.
It's important that I tell you St. Michael Academy of Eschatology is sponsoring this program. It is a Bible seminary, an Orthodox Bible seminary, and it's under the State of Florida Board of Education and of Colleges. Profoundly, it's right in our midst for you to learn. Please, you can write St. Michael Academy to enter into anywhere from the associate program to the doctorate program, all approved by the State of Florida in its curriculum. 707-707, Post Office Box 7007, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33405. I also want to have a feedback from my beautiful listeners. You can reach me, your Bishop Harold Ambos, or Bishop Harry, or Bishop Happy, at msn.com, Archangel Michael. Low caps, Archangel Michael, Archangel, Michael, one word, at msn.com. I'm waiting to hear from you for any subject matter in theology or philosophy that we can speak about on this program. It's important I let you also know that my qualifications are a PhD in both theology and philosophy. God bless you.